Axios, Not a Single Demographic Trend Favors Republicans in Elections. By John Binder on July 21, 2019. There are currently no nationwide demographic trends that favor Republicans in future elections, Axios reports. The nation's shifting demography, spurred primarily from mass legal immigration where more than 1.2 million foreign nationals are added to the U.S. population every year, is set to make it increasingly difficult for Republican candidates to win statewide and national elections, Axios's Jim Vandehay and Mike Allen note. The single biggest threat to Republicans' long-term viability is demographics, emphasis added. The numbers simply do not lie. America, as a whole, and swing states, in particular, are growing more diverse, more quickly. There is no way Republicans can change birth rates or curb this trend. And there's not a single demographic megatrend that favors Republicans, emphasis added. As Breitbart News has chronicled, the foreign-born voting population is expected to make up about 10% of the entire American electorate by the 2020 presidential election, meaning that about 1 in 10 voters will have been born outside the U.S. Screenshot by Axios. The country's legal immigration levels, which have floated around 800,000 to 1.5 million admissions a year for the last three decades, have increased the Hispanic voting population to an unprecedented level. For the first time in American history, Hispanic Americans will be the largest voting minority in a national election in 2020, outpacing Black Americans. Democrats are set to dominate electorally as a benefit from steady, record-high legal immigration levels. Analysis by The Atlantic senior editor Ronald Brownstein revealed that nearly 90% of House congressional districts with a foreign-born population above the national average were won by Democrats. This means that every congressional district with a foreign-born population exceeding roughly 14% had a 90% chance of being controlled by Democrats and only a 10% chance of electing a Republican. Similarly, less than 1 in 10 House Republicans represent a congressional district that has a foreign-born population larger than 14%. Entire states, driven by legal immigration, have been transformed electorally, Brownstein's analysis found. For instance, Republicans hold about 30 Senate seats in the 20 U.S. states with the smallest foreign-born populations. Meanwhile, Democrats control 32 Senate seats in the 20 U.S. states with the largest share of foreign-born residents. Democrats are expected to target those remaining Republican Senate seats in states with large foreign-born populations in the 2020 election. The 2016 presidential election between then-candidate Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton underscored this trend. For example, among native-born Americans, Trump won 49% to Clinton's 45%, according to exit polling data. Among foreign-born residents, Clinton dominated against Trump, garnering 64% of the immigrant population's vote compared to Trump's mere 31%. Screenshot via CNN. Nearly 80% of all legal immigration to the U.S. is through chain migration, where newly naturalized citizens can bring an unlimited number of foreign relatives to the country. In 2017, the foreign-born population reached a record high of 44.5 million. The U.S. is on track to import about 15 million new foreign-born voters in the next two decades should current legal immigration levels continue. Those 15 million new foreign-born voters include about 8 million who will arrive in the country through chain migration. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.